from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Normally, every Wednesday at 3 o'clock, Larry Anderson joins us, but the Phillies were busy blowing the game yesterday, so we have him today. Welcome, L.A.
Thank you. How you doing?
Pretty good. You?
I'm doing okay. I've been better.
So, Phils, since London, 19-19. That is about 6 weeks of baseball playing .500.
Yeah.
You, I ask, is this just like, that's baseball, you know, one of those stretches, or is it something more? Do you have a little bit of concern now?
I've got a little concern. I mean, after he's coming back from the break, I know it takes a while. When guys have time off, and it always, to me, having days off, like consecutive days, was hard. You get back, you pick up a baseball, it feels like a shot put. I don't know what the bat feels like. Maybe it feels lighter to guys, but you kind of get out of the feeling of playing every day. You get used to that. And, you know, with an occasional day off, and now all of a sudden you get 3 days off or something. And even though you might go out and work out one day or something, it's different. So I give them a little break for that. But I just we're facing a lot better pitching, I think, for one. And when this team faces really good pitching, I don't see this offense really stepping up. Mm-hmm. They've got good players, good hitters, but the consistency is, I don't know what's going on there. And I get concerned with that. But also, I mean, there's a lot of things to get concerned about, I think. With the last two series, the command of the pitchers. I mean, how many pitches? And I know guys throw harder than when I played. We were still able to throw the ball within a general area of the catcher. I don't see that anymore. I mean, I see balls going over the heads, they're 10 feet off the plate, 8 feet bouncing in front. I'm like, the wild pitches, all of it. I don't want to mention the W word. I went for my W, and I started breaking out in hives when I realized I was going for a W. That's a walk.
Well, when you see this happen in L.A., what is that more a result of? Is that JT not being in there, pitcher, catcher, familiarity? Like, what is that when there seems to be that between those two guys, pitcher and catcher, that they're not on the same page?
Well, I mean, it was okay, you know, throwing to them before. So
That's true.
It didn't make a big difference.
Right.
For a younger guy just coming up that hadn't faced, thrown to JT, it can make a difference, I think. You don't have your regular catcher that you're used to. It does make a difference. So you get used to him and he gets used to you. Part of it's pitch selection. Is he calling the same pitches that the other catchers were calling? I don't see a discrepancy there. When I looking at the games, and even if, like, yesterday I didn't see the last couple innings, so I went back and I went through all, just looking at the charts of the pitches. I'm like, where are these pitches?
Yeah.
They're not competitive. Mm. I mean, 5 out of 7 pitches to each hitter aren't competitive. Like from the bullpen, I'm like, what the heck is going? You know, I mean, you get an out, then you walk two guys. Kirkring walks two guys and hits a batter. It's like, what's going on? But I think, too, if you go back and look at some of the other games with some of these pitchers, their pitches haven't been great. They've gotten away with a lot of mistakes because the stuff is really good. But I don't know. I'm baffled. Between that, wild pitches, guys stealing bases like it's nothing. We're just not doing the smart. We're not playing smart ball. We're not doing smart things. And it's just, I don't think it's really one thing you can put your finger on. Like if you said, well, what do you think? You think they need a bullpen piece? You think you need another bat? Like, I think we need everything.
Well, and you know, L, I was going to ask you about the trade deadline and all that, but then I got to thinking, it was funny, I actually listened to Jack last night, and then this morning I started thinking about it. Let's forget about additions. The team that they have, that roster that they have, needs to be better than 500 over 6 weeks. So, you know, I don't care if they trade for a reliever and another bat, that still doesn't affect the eight other bats in the lineup and all the other pitchers. So it just seems like they, trade deadline aside, are not performing the way that they are capable of performing.
No, not from what you expect them to do. And that, I think that's the frustrating part. That you know, and it's not just one person. It's kind of throughout the lineup. Couple guys are swinging the bats pretty good. The rest of them aren't. And it's like, why? Some of the little things. I don't know if the sun had a factor in that fly ball yesterday to Marsh. Mm. And Brandon, I think, is a very good outfielder, very good left fielder. But, I mean, that's a ball that's got to be caught.
100%.
Yeah.
Little things like that, they add up. You get a guy out, you make an out, then you walk a guy, then he steals the bag, then you throw a wild pitch or vice versa. I mean, it's like, it's not just one thing. It's all around. You look at it, you go, what the heck's going on? But I agree. It's not, you can add a bat, you can add this, add that, but the core of this team has got to do more.
You know, you were talking about throwing strikes. I wanted to ask you about Alvarado because he has, you know, sort of fallen apart over the last month and a half. When you see him up there struggling, does that seem to be a physical thing? Is it a stuff thing? Is it a head thing? When you see Alvarado struggling, what do you see?
I think it's a little combination of both, I think. Because when you start struggling, it's really tough to go, I'm lost. There's so many times that you have to put yourself in a position where if you have to lie to yourself. I can do this. I'm better than it. I mean, you can't let the negative stuff creep in. But I still go back to one of the things that I think is so important for these pitchers to understand is the thought precedes the action. Just go back to the basics. The thought, and this is something I learned from Lefty, and I added a little of my own stuff to it. But there's three things you can do on the mound that you can think. I have to, I can't, or I'm going to. There's only one viable option, and that's I'm going to. But if you get out there and you think, oh, I can't walk this guy, you're going to walk him. You're thinking it. That's in your head. If you say I can't hang this slider, you're going to hang it. And instead of saying, I'm throwing this pitch right here, it looks like everybody's just grabbing the ball and throwing it. Mm. You know, reaching back and throwing as hard as they can and trying to spin it as much as they can, and the heck with where it goes. I'm like, well, let's try the other way. Let's try and think about, let's throw it. Let's not try and throw it so hard. Let's try and throw it where we want to, where we plan on it. I plan on doing this. This is what I'm going to do. You know, and the other part is I can't. I have to. You know, I have to make a good pitcher. I have to do this. It's like, no, you put more pressure on yourself with that. Just get in your mindset. Every time you pick up a ball, I'm throwing this ball right here. And you can start that with just playing catch. When you play catch, pick out a shoulder, pick out a knee, pick out the one side of the belt. I'm throwing this ball here. Getting a habit of doing that with every ball you throw makes it a little different when you're on the mound. But little things like that, little concepts, I think, are – I don't see any of that. I don't see guys trying to make pitches where they want to because you can. You should be able to at this level. You should be able to throw a pitch 7 out of 10 times in basic area where you want to. But that's not happening at all. And that's baffling to me. And so I think, like with Alvarado, I think it's a matter of just getting back into his head. It's like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this right here. And be specific with it, you know. When I was coaching, I would stand by the catcher and say, where are you going to throw this pitch? And they'd say, outside corner. and I'd put my fingers 2 inches above the dirt and go, well, that's the outside corner. And then I'd go 2 feet over my head and go, what about right here? That's the outside corner. And I go, well, okay, outside corner at the knees. I'm like, okay, perfect. Get that in your head and then throw that. It doesn't mean you're going to do it, but give yourself a chance. I don't see guys having a chance to throw the ball where they want to. It just, and that starts, I think, with the head.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Larry, last one from me. So they send Johan Rojas to the minors to concentrate on bunting, getting on base, those sorts of things. And he came back up, and I keep bringing up this one game where he ended up on base. He stole two bases. He basically created a run all with his legs. And then it just seems like slowly but surely we get the close your eyes and swing as hard as you can, Rojas. And wondering what you've seen from him, and you know, is do you think that's salvageable?
I do. I really do. I, especially for a young player, it's tough to give up on somebody like that with that talent. But I do think, I said it, I don't know, I mentioned it to somebody when it happened the last time he hit a home run. I'm like, oh, I hate to see that. Because guy hits a home run, it's like, oh, okay, now I can swing hard, I can hit the ball. Wait, just hit the ball on the ground. And I read something probably 2 weeks ago or somewhere in there where they were all excited because Justin Crawford in the minor leagues was hitting the ball in the air. He hit a couple home runs. I'm like, a guy with that kind of speed and we're getting excited because he's hitting the ball in the air? I like that. Part of it is just the planning. Is like, do they want this guy hitting? Do they want Joe Rojas hitting the ball in the air? Maybe. I don't know. I don't agree with that, but maybe that's what they want. I don't know. But if he can't go up there and think about playing Pepper, I know that's old-fashioned, but guys used to play Pepper. It helped you with bat control. You would hit one hop balls right back to the guy throwing it to you. You just concentrate. You go back and look at videos of Pete Rose. He battered left-handed or right-handed. He followed that ball. His nose was right on the ball following to the catcher's glove every single pitch. He followed it back to the catcher's glove. There wasn't any swinging out his tail and trying to hit balls 500 feet. Mm-hmm. It's just making solid contact, hitting the ball on the barrel. And I think Johan Rojas can do that if he wanted to. I still believe that he needs to choke up to have better bat control. But he's down at the barrel, down at the knob, swinging that hard. I mean, that to me, that doesn't help him going forward. And I don't know if he realizes it or doesn't. Trust me, I'm not saying this game's easy. I know how tough this is. And I had my struggle, so I'm not here to say, you know, nobody can struggle. But the simple things, the little things that you got to do to try and make yourself better, I'm not seeing that happen right now. And that's frustrating.
Well, L.A., hopefully, day off today and then returning home, because three against the Guardians are a serious team. So the rest of the next few weeks are not going to be easy with the opponents. So hopefully they maybe it's a focus thing. You know, you mentioned the time off. Unfortunately, the whole league had the time off. So I'm not ready to give them that excuse. So hopefully we start seeing the Phillies that we saw for the first couple of months of the season pretty soon.
We need to see it because I tell you what, I know it's nothing to think about right now, but the Mets are playing some serious good baseball right now.
They sure are. I think they're only a half game behind the Braves now. Yeah.
And they're a force to be reckoned with right now. I'm serious. When they get on a roll, team gets going good like we did the first 2 months, 3 months, up to the break or maybe a little before the break. It was like we knew we were going out there to win. Right now, it's like it started in the Oakland series after the Dodgers series, and I said it. We're having a letdown against a team like Oakland. You can't, and we did. We let them take it to us, and I don't know. The focus getting back, I think, has got to get things turned around focus wise, and I don't know. Just each player as an individual, I have to do what I can do to help this team be better.
Well, LA, we're going to put it on you. So if we talk next week and, we lose 2 out of 3 of the Guardians and the Yankees, we're putting that all on you.
All right. I'm good for that.
Okay. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
You got it, guys.
All right, LA.
That is the great Larry Anderson. You'll hear him tomorrow at 6:40 first pitch. Scott Fransky and Larry Anderson. Phillies start their 3-game series with the Guardians. Back to the birds. By the way, LA's call presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. The big theme of the show today, everyone's getting a little ahead of themselves with the Super Bowl talk. The goal for this year, to get back on track, reset, have a respectable organization, not necessarily go to the Super Bowl, be great. Ike's being a little crazy with the Super Bowl stuff. Just be respectable. Mm-mm. Let's not be embarrassed by the team this year. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
I know I ain't see 15 for 17 today.
That's coming up at 4 o'clock. That's coming up. We don't do the stats without Elliot.
The bus is in full effect. Man, hell yeah, I'm expecting Super Bowl. And this is what I don't get about Jack, even you. It's like I love you, and Jack know I love him. But how you be so excited about them Sixers? They ain't so too Billy squad just because they signed Paul George. He talking about.
Do you hear me talking about winning a championship? Hold up, Corey. All I care about is them getting past the second round. Like, you don't hear me talking about the Sixers winning a championship.
That's true.
But what I'm saying is, the Eagles already got past the second round. That's the next stepping stone for them. You're hoping that happens. We ain't seen that. What I'm saying is, we seen the Eagles make it to the Super Bowl last year. They had a setback year, okay. Just like last year, the Sixers were home in the first round. But we had Saquon, the coach and the quarterback. They fine. We don't need them to be having dinner together on Sundays.
Nah.
And we already remember last year. Everybody made a big deal about AJ and Jalen. You saw Jalen take a picture with the man. Ain't nobody hold no another man's daughter if you got beef with that man. Hey man, vibes is good. I'm telling you right now.
That was pretty big, Corey. We didn't bring that up real quick. That didn't go unnoticed. That goes a long way, at least in giving the impression that whatever the issues were last year, they've worked through them as well. They figured out a way to work through it and talk through it as well. So you're right. I saw that photo yesterday, and I was like, man, that's a pretty good sign right there.
Yeah, but you know what, Corey?
Exactly.
You said, but here's the thing. Ike said, and he's right, it doesn't take long to rebuild a football team. You can rebuild a football team in 1 year.
Yep.
Sure, fair. But then I don't want to hear that they were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Because you know what's longer than a year ago? Two years ago. So
the issue with the Eagles was never the talent. It was the vibes, right? Last year wasn't a talent problem. They had the talent to win last year. They had the talent to go to the Super Bowl last year. I'm not gonna do that.
Bull.
It was a meltdown and communication.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that. Like, yeah.
Well, the defense didn't have the talent.
They had the talent to beat the Bucks last year. Come on, man. Don't give me
that's
no
not the Super Bowl. Like,
they had talent. What I'm saying is the Niners were a better team last year, but I'm not gonna act like these dudes ain't had a talent. It was just a vibe issue, communication problems, coaching, and play on the field. The talent was there. So you mean to tell me just Saquon? Come on, man. No. These dudes got the talent. We ain't going to do that. quarterback is back. Michael Jordan is in full effect, and I'm gonna be driving the bandwagon. Also, I gotta holler at my man Chuck real quick. Chuck, I need you, boy. Don't be afraid of Spike. Don't be afraid of Jack. I need some more. You know that aggressive.
Need a little more fire. Yeah, yeah. Need a little more fire.
We can.
He's scared of Spike.
Oh no.
Baby. We here.
Time out.
Hey, neuter Chuck.
Time out. Spike did. Nobody neuter Chuck. Chuck doesn't need to be scared of anyone. But
we also don't need him ramp back up either.
Yeah, we also don't need him threaten to cut my hands off, Corey. There's a middle ground here.
Yeah.
We just need that middle ground. Hey, for the practice, I'm gonna come through. Can I give my next question?
Yes.
Please?
So next question today, you get the winner of the person that gives the best one will get 4 tickets to the Eagles public practice. It is August 1st, 6:30. You can get tickets at PhiladelphiaEagles.com and $10, but it all goes to the Eagles Autism Foundation. All right. So next question today is based on Matt LeBlanc's birthday. He was Joey and Friends. Give us an actor who was famous for only one role.
I'm going to give y'all Mount Rushmore, all right? So you go ahead, I'm going to put it – you got to go ahead and put him in the stone, right? It's Jaleel White playing Stevie Irwin.
That is a good one.
That's definitely a good one.
That is a good one, Corey. That is a good one.
I can't even see him playing any type of other role.
No, he's one of those guys that if you see him not as Urkel – you're like, wow, that's weird. Isn't that guy Urkel? Yeah. So I can't think
of any. I did that when I did meet him. And
you
he
called
wasn't
him Urkel?
Yeah. No, I mean, he wasn't Urkel. I thought he. Remember when they turned him to like Stefan or somebody?
Yes. There was Urkel's cousin, the cool Urkel or whatever. Yeah. Was it Stefan?
That's when I was like, get this show off. Yeah. Get it off the air.
So we keep talking about Saquon Barkley. The Eagles' biggest free agent acquisition in terms of cost was Bryce Huff. Vic Fangio had something very interesting to say about Bryce Huff.
Ooh, and, boy.
Yeah, ooh, boy is right. We will give you that next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.